Welcome back. I'm Mark Steiner, and the Mark Steiner Show is made possible by the University of Maryland's Inflammatory Bowel Disease Program, a multidisciplinary care service dedicated to relieving symptoms and improving the quality of life of IBD patients. More information, 1-800-492-5538. We're joined now by Congresswoman Donna Edwards, of course, is the Maryland's 5th Congressional District Representative. And Congresswoman, welcome. Good to have you with us once again.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
So we were just really interested in the article that we saw that was headlined by you and J.P. Sarbanes and Van Hollen about money in politics. And folks, you can join us here with this, with Congresswoman, 410-319-8888. Put it bluntly, I mean, how in danger is our democracy given money in politics and what happened with the Supreme Court decision, how it's changed the nature of the game, of the political world we live in?
Well, I think that you can see from what's going on in the current presidential campaigns and, of course, in campaigns all across the country where private money, individual wealthy people just basically writing the checks for campaigns really changed the discussion. And this has all evolved since the Citizens United decision 2 years ago where the Supreme Court decided that corporations could spend directly from their corporate treasuries on political campaigns. And then after that, another decision where the courts essentially concluded that individual wealthy people can just reach into their own deep pocket and write a check to underwrite campaigns. Now, supposedly this is supposed to be independent activity, but as we've been able to see play out, you know, in campaigns all across the country, is that at least on the face of it, doesn't it? It may, I guess, technically be independent, but it sure doesn't smell independent.
How does that affect you? How does it affect you in your race? How does it affect you the way you have to raise money and what you have to do?
Well, I think that, you know, for congressional candidates around the country, I mean, you just never know when somebody is going to, you know, either one corporation or a group of corporations or wealthy individuals will just, you know, come up and spend a lot of their own money at the last minute, even in a campaign. And because we don't really have any disclosure, we also don't necessarily know where the money is coming from. This is the danger. And I think that there are many of us, both in the Congress and across the country, who are saying this is not exactly the way that we need to further our democracy and our elections. And we're pushing back on that. And I'm really proud to have been the author, I think, of the first introduction of the first proposed amendment to the United States Constitution that would give Congress the authority that the court says it lacks to be able to regulate this kind of expenditure in campaigns. And so I authored that. I think I introduced it along with then-Chairman John Conyers of the House Judiciary Committee, introduced that amendment within a week of the Citizens United decision 2 years ago. Since then, there have been a number of other members who've introduced amendments. And then finally, last week, a whole bunch of us who had introduced amendments and who believe the Constitution should be changed joined together in a declaration for democracy saying, you know what, it could be your amendment, it could be my amendment, it doesn't really matter, we'll figure this out, but something has to be done to stop this, you know, flow of money into the political process. It's really distorting what we hear, from whom we hear it, and the kind of candidates who run.
So where is that now? Where is the amendment? Has it been introduced into Congress? Are we beginning to have a serious discussion about throwing it out to the states for a constitutional amendment? Where are we?
Well, I've introduced House Joint Resolution 78. Along with John Conyers. We have 32 co-sponsors of that amendment. We are gathering more, and so all across the country, if your member of Congress hasn't signed on to a constitutional amendment, I'd encourage them to sign on to House Joint Resolution 78. Otherwise, we're encouraging candidates, whether they're state or local or federal candidates across the country, to sign on to the Declaration for Democracy. Saying that, and it's a really simple declaration. We've joined with a number of citizens groups, with state and local elected officials for this declaration, and it's very simple. It just says, I, Donna Edwards, declare my support for amending the Constitution of the United States to restore the rights of the American people undermined by Citizens United and related cases, to protect the integrity of our elections, and limit the corrosive influence of money in our democratic process. And that isn't really specific to any constitutional amendment, but it's a declaration that we're asking citizens to make, elected officials to make, public officials to make, saying that we've got to do something to stop this flow of money in politics.
Folks, we'd like to hear from you at 410-319-8888. What are your thoughts? You can write to us here at steinershow@gmail.com. We'll get your comments on the air, and we want to hear what you think about money in politics. Does it affect our democracy? Does it affect how you vote? What could happen to the future? When I look at things like the American Legislative Exchange Council and the role they play in state legislatures with money kind of flowing in from every major corporation, we're not just talking about corporations writing checks. I mean, we are affecting policy. We're changing the nature of politics in America.
Well, that's right. And, you know, some people have argued that an amendment like the one that I've suggested would interfere with First Amendment rights, but I think it's actually exactly the opposite. I think that when you have this huge flow of money into politics and affecting public policy, what that does is actually distorts the natural process of debating issues, having, you know, people have a fair and equal voice in the process, and then coming to some conclusions. And so I actually view our getting to a place where we regulate the way that money comes into the system, and that we say, you know what, you got to also tell us who's behind all the money that comes in that is affecting public policy, that we actually would have a much fairer system. We would have more participation. And I think if you look at our voter participation numbers, people always talk about, is the turnout going to be, you know, high or not? I think that there's a huge incredible connection between the way that money is distorting the process and the lack of participation by ordinary citizens.
How do you think it's going to affect this year's presidential election?
Well, I think we already have seen through the Republican primary, and this is not a Republican or a Democratic thing,
right?
Because, you know, the amount of money that's been spent independently in the Republican primary has been rather extraordinary, you know, from, you know, one wealthy individual who happens to, you know, sort of live one place saying, you know what, I want to support Rick Santorum, and so I'm going to write a couple of $1 million a check, or someone saying, I want to support Newt Gingrich, and so I'm going to write him $10 million, and I want him to keep going, and so I'll write another several $1 million check, the super PACs that are supporting Mitt Romney. And I think that, you know, taking from what's already taken place in the presidential primary, the Republican presidential primary, I think we're going to see the same thing happen exponentially when it comes to the general election, when it gets down to the presumed nominee Mitt Romney and President Obama.
I mean, this could become a multi-billion dollar presidential election.
Well, we know that's going to be true. Apart from the money that the candidates are going to raise themselves in their campaigns, it's estimated that, you know, literally, you know, millions and millions more will be spent by outside groups already in this election cycle. Outside groups and corporations have spent $300 million in the 2010 election, and they're already, you know, double that pace right now for this election cycle. So I think we're going to see record spending. And I think if you ask people at home, is that giving us better public policy? Is it giving us stronger public servants? And everybody would just say no. And, in fact, independent polling has been done following the Citizens United decision that says that, you know, something on the order of three-quarters of the American people believe that we need a constitutional amendment to change the system and believe that we need to reform the system. And so I think that it's time for elected officials to actually catch up with where the public already is on this.
I mean, you can't. I mean, even if you look at President Barack Obama's campaigns, it's not a Democrat or Republican issue, as you said. When there are hundreds of millions of dollars raised from corporations, when they have their own super PACs, even on President Obama's side as well as on Romney's side, it has to influence the presidency. And this is no way this can't affect how we're governed.
Well, I mean, I think certainly it affects what's on the drawing board. You know, what's even part of the discussion if one corporation with one particular interest really dominates, you know, politics and dominates the airways, then it even affects the kind of conversation that we can have about public policy, about what our priorities are, and it distorts the process. And so I just think we need to get all of the money out. I think, you know, there several things need to happen. One, we need a constitutional amendment to really say to the court, you know what, you got it wrong. I mean, I respect the fact that the court came up with that decision. That's the process that we have. But when courts make a decision that's really against the public interest and the public agrees to that, we also have a process that allows us to amend the Constitution, and that's what I'm proposing. I also think that we need a really sort of fair election system, one in which if you demonstrate the general support of people in a congressional district, then you're allowed to run and win election and be funded publicly, because after all, if we don't own our elections, then the other guys do. And then I think that we need to have broad disclosure of who is funding candidates and who's funding these so-called super PACs. And so we need a, you know, sort of a three-pronged approach to really dealing significantly with reforming the way that campaigns are financed in this country.
I mean, and this is one of the, I think, one of the most critical issues that we don't pay attention to, because many people get kind of yawn when they think about it or hear about it. But it is a huge issue in terms of whether or not your vote counts and what happens if our democracy can be protected. I mean, I don't see how that we can maintain a democracy if the wealthiest corporations in America control the dialogue.
Well, corporations and individuals. Let's look, for example. Sheldon Adelson is a businessman. He, you know, is part of the casino industry. He spent $16.5 million that he contributed to the Winning Our Future super PAC that supported Newt Gingrich. American Crossroads, which is run by Karl Rove, has already raised $2.5 million. Or Sheldon Adelson gave $2.5 million to American Crossroads. A guy named Foster Freeze that nobody knows, but everybody saw the picture of him standing behind Rick Santorum on the
right.
On the podium, $1.75 million into Santorum's Red, White, and Blue Fund. Jeffrey Katzenberg, I mean, again, this is not about Democrats and Republicans. Jeffrey Katzenberg has given $2 million to Priorities USA. George Soros has given $75,000 to the pro-Democratic House Majority PAC and $100,000 to the Senate Majority PAC. And so, I, you know, those numbers aren't anywhere close to the $16.5 million that Sheldon Adelson has given. But still, it's money that's coming outside of money that's ordinarily disclosed. And I think that we really have to do something about it. And if you look at the number of super PAC donors who are billionaires, I mean, it's a very limited number of people. Basically, 21 billionaires have given most of the money. 21 people out of all of the millions, 350 million people in this country, and 21 people have given to these super PACs to control our elections. I mean, this is really insane. And so I think, I'm proposing House Joint Resolution 78, which is a constitutional amendment to respond to Citizens United. Others have other constitutional amendments, and the public really, really wants it. And, you know, you would think that maybe Democrats would think differently than Republicans. It's actually not true. 78% of Democrats think that we need to have a constitutional amendment, and 75% of Republicans think we need a constitutional amendment to change the system. So I would suggest that if Republicans and Democrats, presidential candidates, congressional candidates, candidates for the Senate really want to be where the public is, they'll support a constitutional amendment to restore democracy back to our system and give the, you know, the power of the vote back to ordinary people.
One last question, Donna, before you have to run. In Congress and in the U.S. Senate, representatives are expected to raise money for their congressional campaign committees, and either or the Senate campaign committee. How do you deal with that?
Well, I raise money. I mean, this is a system that we have, and so I don't believe in unilateral disarmament. I mean, at least when it comes to campaigns, and so we do have to raise money. But you know, this is the system that we have. It's not the system we deserve. The system we deserve is one in which your voice counts as much as my voice, and it shouldn't matter whether I can write a $1 million check or whether I can write a $5 check. And so that's the system that I want. I think it's the system that the American people are crying for. And I think that we really have to amend the Constitution, bring about disclosure, and then create a system where anybody who has some good ideas and they can, you know, get out to their friends and neighbors and people in their congressional district should be able to run for public office and win.
Congresswoman Donna Edwards, thank you so much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Mark. Take care.
Take care of yourself. Thank you so much. We've been talking with Congresswoman Donna Edwards, of course, from Maryland's 5th District, Prince George's County, parts of Anne Arundel County, and a bit more. When we come back, we're going to be joined here in a conversation which I think is something that most people around here are not really aware of that's taking place in our society, and something that could be very dangerous to our democracy as well, which is the case surrounding a young man called Tarek Mahana, who was just given 17 and a half years in prison. And we're going to talk about that and how it affects your freedom of speech, your freedom of thought, and where America's headed. Stay with us.